The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Bezer Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beis. The Mishnah later on Daf Nun Beis and Beis tells us that a goy has the ability to be mevatel an avodah zarah of his own and an avodah zarah of his friend. Someone else's avodah zarah as well. He has the capability of being mevatel it and nullifying it. It is no longer an avodah zarah. For Yisrael ain mevatel avodah chacham shalavi chachavim. However, a yid does not have the ability to be mevatel the avodah zarah of a goy. The Gemara as well explains that an avodah zarah shel Yisrael, avodah zarah owned by a yid, has no bittul at all. Now our Gemara is in the midst of discussing the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish brought on Mem Aleph and Bebeis, an avodah zarah that breaks on its own. Is it now considered nullified and is mutter to have hanor from it or not? Reish Lakish is of the opinion that if it broke on its own, it's mutter to be nana, it's mutter to benefit from this avodah zarah. As the Gemara stated before, mistama betulei mevatalei. We could assume that the guy was mevatalit. Meimar Amar, he'll say to himself, ihi nafshalei otzla, the avodah zarah couldn't even protect itself. Lahu gavra maslei, could I think it's going to protect me? So therefore, an avodah zarah that breaks on its own is but mutter now to benefit from. The Gemara here asks a series of questions, and one of them is from the Mishnah that we mentioned above. The Mishnah had said that an avodah zarah of a goy can be bottled through another goy. An avodah goy is allowed to be mevatel avodah zarah of his own, avodah zarah of his friend. How so? He chops off the tip of the ear, chops off the tip of the nose, and by there is mevatelet. A Yisrael is not alibi mevatel an avodah zarah of a goy. So the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish, why not? Why can an avodah zarah of a goy be bottled through a yid? Let the yid just break off the tip of the nose, the tip of the ear, and then it's like an avodah zarah that broke on its own, and that automatically then the goy will be mevatel it as Reish Lakish's opinion. So the Gemara brings two terutz, and one of Abaye and one of Rava. Abaye says, Shepichsa. We're talking about a case, as Rashi explains, that the yid did not chop off the nose or to the tip of the ear, but rather the yid took a hammer and smashed the statue, the avodah zarah. He smashed it in, but there's nothing lacking, there's nothing missing from the avodah zarah. Therefore, we can't assume that the guy will be mevatelet, because nothing is missing. Indeed, if a guy is pachsa, if a guy smashes in the avodah zarah, that would help, but not a yid. That's how Abaye explains that Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. Rava says, really, even if the yid himself is pachsa, the yid himself smashes in the avodah zarah, it also would be bottle. However, this is a special dimmer, the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made gzeira that a yid cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah of a guy. Why? Gzeira Dilma Magbalov Ahat Mavatla. The Chacham were concerned that if the Yid has the ability to be Mavatla that of a deserve a guy, he may first pick it up and then want to be Mavatla. And once he picks it up, it's considered the avodah zarah of a Yid. He's kainit. And an avodah zarah of a Yid, as we mentioned before, ain la bittel li'olam, can never be bottled. And therefore the Chacham said that even an avodah zarah of a goy cannot be bottled through a yid. Now Rashi explains how would this work. Rashi says the Rabbanim were geizer that the yid cannot be mevatelet because maybe he will pick it up. V'koni le bahagba, the chol dover hefker kigoy mitzia niknes bahagba. Anything that is ownerless, a yid has the ability to be koinit merely by picking it up. We see this example later in the Gemara, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. There the Gemara brings the episode of David HaMelech going out to war against the Pelishtim, and the Pelishtim ran away and left their avodah zarah. At first, the Gemara explains that David HaMelech could not take any of the Avodah Zarahs, and therefore he took them all and burnt them. He could not take it for himself and his men, because once he picks it up, he has then acquired it, and is considered Avodah Zarah of a Yid, and doesn't have a bittul, and he would not be able to benefit from that Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Gemara says, based on the Psukim in Shmuel, that David HaMelech burnt the Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara brings a conflicting pasuk that indeed David HaMelech did take these Avodah Zarahs for himself. Says the Gemara, one is talking about before Iti Agiti came, and the other is after Iti Agiti came. Iti Agiti was a guy, when he came along, David HaMelech told him to be Mevatel, the Avodah Zarahs of the Pelishtim. Once Iti Agiti, who was a guy, and has the capability to be Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah of a guy, once he did that, then indeed it is mutim to benefit. And the Gemara there explains, David HaMelech took one of the statues, crowns, a crown that was used to adorn, it was a Noishal Avodah Zarah, to adorn the Avodah Zarah, and David HaMelech took it for himself and wore it. Because once it was bottled through Iti Agiti, it was now mutter for David HaMelech to wear. As opposed to beforehand, it would be Aser, because, as the Gemara here explains, once the Yid picks it up, it's Aser Bahano. And for this reason, Rava says, the Chacham made a gzera that the Yid can never be mevatlet the Avodah Zarah of a guy, lest he first pick it up and then try to be mevatlet. Rabbi Kivegi here in the Gilyan Ashas is mitzayin a very interesting halacha based on our Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Tov Kuv Pei Vav in Sif Aleph Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, the Mechabah says, Toka b'sheifer shal avodes chechavim shal nachri. If a person used a sheifer that was a non-Jew sheifer, that was Avodah Zarah, the non-Jew used it for Avodah Zarah, and the Yid blew Shofar to be Mekayim his mitzvah, Yotza, but the Yevid is Yotza's mitzvah Tkiah Shofar. However, the Mechaber stipulates, V'hu shalei niskaven lizkos bei, that's only on the condition that he did not attempt to acquire this Shofar for himself. Avalim niskaven lizkos bei, but if the Yid tried to make an acquisition over here, because of the Shofar, he's not Yotza. Why? Because then it becomes an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, and as we said, it has no bittul at all, and then it's an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, which is Aser Bahano. The Bach understands that the case here that we're talking about is that the Yid picked it up from Hefker, and therefore if he picks it up and makes Hagbah, lifts it up for himself, it is an owner's item, and that's why he would be Kainit. However, if it had a rightful owner, if the guy owned it, and let's say the Yid just borrowed it from the guy, then there's no way that he would be Kainit. However, the Magen Avraham argues in the Bach. The Magen Avraham says, no, even if this would be owned by a guy, this Shofar, and the Yid would take it from him, it's still considered a kinyan of the Yid. Why? Says the Magen Avraham, since he does have Achrayus, he's responsible for certain things just as a kinyan of Gizela. That would be considered the item, the Shofar, the Avodah Zarah of the Yids. The Magen Avraham says he actually has a raya from our Gemara, from the Gemara, and he and Daf Bei, Mem Bei Zemen Aleph, that we see that the Yisrael is not allowed to be Mevatel, the Avodah Zarah of a guy, as the Chacham made a Gzera, maybe he'll pick it up. You see, clearly from the Gemara, says the Magen Avraham, that once the Yid picks it up, it's considered the Avodah Zarah of a Yid. So too with the Shofar, once the Yid picks it up, it's considered his. Many Achreidim ask on the Magen Avraham from our Rashi. Rashi seems to say clearly that we're only talking about an Avodah Zarah of Hefker. That's the concern of the Chachamim. So the Machzah Shekel comes to the defense of the Magen Avraham to explain that the Magen Avraham understood that the Pashtus HaGemara, the simple reading of Rava, is that we're talking about all Avodah Zarah. And Rashi just merely is explaining that how it would work, that the Yid can have a kinyan, because normally when a person picks it up from Hefker, he has a kinyan. And then Magen Avraham takes that further to explain that even though that by Hefker, it's only, that's really a kinyan gomer. And when it has an owner, it has a rightful bailam, it's not a full kinyan, but yet it's still a kinyan in terms of other achrayis for einsim, and therefore it is considered a kinyan of the Yid. This halacha has relevance in a more practical case, not in Avodah Zarah, but for us it has a more practical relevance for something we'll be faced with on Pesach. The Rishonim ask over here that how could the Yid be kind of the Avodah Zarah? This Avodah Zarah is Oser Bano, and Isuri Ano do not have Zchiya. A person really does not have the ability to be Zeich in Isuri Ano. Isuri Ano, since they're Oser Bano, they have no value to them. If they have no value to them, there's no really way of having an ability to be kind of, to acquire it. So how could it be, the Gemara here indicates, that the Yid could be kind of this Avodah Zarah? So the Ritva writes, to be metaris this kasha, that the afa gav the chimag bolo isuri ano isa, even though when the Yid picked up the Avodah Zarah, it was isuri ano, the Yisrael could be zeichib isuri ano, to be considered his, lahoisiv bohem isur. Meaning, that since when the Yid takes it for himself, the result of him acquiring the Avodah Zarah, is that it adds on now a new component to this Avodah Zarah. Until now it was an Avodah Zarah of a Goy, which the Goy had the ability to be mevatlet. Now when the Yid acquires it, if the Yid is Zeich in this Avodah Zarah, it now has Ein La Bittel Eilamis, as we explained in another Avodah Zarah of a Yid, never has Bittel. So since there is something in addition, there is an addition here when the Yid picks it up, that addition enables the Yid to be Kainit. Says the Ritva, Mikan, from here we see, Li Yisrael Azeche B'chometz B'Pesach. If a Yid would acquire Chometz on Pesach, then it's Osir after Pesach, just like any din of Chometz Shavrel of a Pesach, like Chometz Gomer that went in the Yizra Shus over Pesach. Even though it's Yisurei Yano, even though Chometz on Pesach is Yisurei Yano, but since there's an additional Isser, then now it becomes a Yid, and now would have the din of Chometz Shavrel of a Pesach, therefore, the Yid has the ability to acquire it. And indeed, this is the halacha brought from Hilchos Pesach and Simen Tov Mem Ches, Siv Beis. The Mechaber says, "Im ein a Yehudi maybe the Yisrael dairin chametz." That if a guy brings a present of chametz to a Yid on Pesach, and really this would be any of the days of Pesach, the Mechaber says, even if it's the last day of Pesach, which is only Rabbanon, and the truth is, this would be even on Erev Pesach after this man of Isser Chometz from the fifth hour of the day and on. And this would come to the Yid's house, says the Mechaber, Lo Yikablenu Yisrael. The Yid should not accept it. Because if the Yid would accept it, it would be considered his, and the Mishnah Berurah says he would be over on Baal Yiroah. Even if he tells the guy, just put it in this room, designates a place where he should keep it, that too would be Yasser, because his chatzar is kind of for him. The Shulchan Aruch says he cannot accept it, and he has to show the guy that he doesn't want it. He has to be clear that he really has no interest in acquiring the chametz. Even more so, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's even better, he should actually express clearly, he should say he has no desire whatsoever to be kind of this chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says he can tell the guy, I have no interest in this chametz, and then if the guy puts it away on his own and he wants to give it to the Yid after Pesach, or once the Yid says, I have no interest in acquiring it, at that point he can even tell the guy where to put it, because the din is, Chatzer Shaladim is Eina Kedaloi Yelami Daitai, the chatzer of a person, his house, cannot acquire something against his will. So since he has no interest in making an acquisition of this chametz, he will not be kainet. The halacha would be if a person finds on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, that chametz was delivered to him in the mail, chametz was delivered in a package, maybe he ordered something and didn't realize and it came already after this man of Yisr chametz or came on Pesach, he has to be clear not to accept it, and he actually should kick it out of his rishus. We should be careful to kick it out of his rishus, that he does not want to have a kinyan in his rishus. If it remains in his rishus, and he doesn't want it to be kainah, so the chatzar shaladim is not kainah shlemi daitai against his will, as we explained. But then he would have to be, as the Mishnah Berurah says, he would have to be kaifel of kli. In order not to come to eat it on Pesach, he would have to set up a barrier, either put a cover over it, or put a mechitza between him and the chametz, and then after Pesach, if that chametz is still around, then he may take it and benefit from it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.